Anchorage cross-country skier Keegan Randall just missed the podium in her first international race of the season. She placed fourth in the 5-kilometer skate and ninth in the classic sprint earlier this month in Norway. The two-time Olympian is a skate sprint specialist who has been working hard to improve her classic technique in preparation for the Vancouver Olympics in February. She's hoping to become the first U.S. cross-country skier since 1976 to win a medal. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Keegan Randall has been focused on this February's Olympics for a long time, almost a decade, in fact, according to her mom, Deborah.
It was really fun. She and her friend, her best friend in high school, they were sitting in Keegan's room their senior year in high school, and I'd given them these memory books, and so they were plotting their goals for the future. And in that goals was the Olympics in 2002, because she was still in high school, and then ultimately 2010 to win a medal.
By high school, Randall was an accomplished cross-country skier, but her mom remembers a day when the budding star struggled with her form, if not her determination.
You know, I used to laugh at her at Junior Nordic because she was not a very good skier, but she would clamber to the front with, you know, poles flying, skis flying every which way, but she had to be in the front.
On a recent morning near Anchorage, those poles and skis hit the snow with elegant precision. Denali glows pink in the distance. Dozens of moose are munching on alders nearby. It's a beautiful Alaska scene, but Keegan has other things on her mind.
I'm thinking about every stride, making it as efficient as I can. So a lot of the moment-to-moment stuff is just thinking about, okay, hips here, arms here, feel this movement, feel that movement, quick kick, you know, lots of just things that I'm thinking about my technique.
Keegan is a specialist in the skate sprint. She's won a World Cup race in the event and placed second last year at the World Championships. But she hasn't had that same podium success yet with the classic technique. That's something she'll have to work on if she's going to win a medal in Vancouver. The sprint race switches each Olympics between classic and skate. 2010 happens to be a classic year, but Keegan isn't intimidated.
Oh, of course there's a little bit kind of where you go, oh darn, you know, it would have been nice to go in, especially after the silver medal at World Championships last year, to go in really firing for a skate sprint. But a classic sprint is a big challenge, and the Olympics are all about seeing what you can do.
Keegan's coach, Eric Flora of Alaska Pacific University, is doing everything he can to prepare her for that challenge. In the dungeon-like basement of APU, she powers through an intense workout he's mapped out on his laptop. During this exercise, she's hopping on and off a series of boxes. The last one looks impossibly high, as tall as a desk, but Keegan easily lands on top.
Didn't that box used to intimidate me?
Yep, I was just thinking that.
Every summer, Keegan and the rest of the APU skiers train on a glacier above Girdwood. Flora remembers one tough session last summer when he realized an Olympic medal was within Keegan's reach. She had just finished a hard workout of hill repeats. He acknowledged her effort and then turned his attention to other athletes.
I turned around and there was the men's team was skiing up the hill, and they were about halfway through the repeat, and I watched Keegan jump in right behind him and try to race the men up the hill. And she stuck right on with him and charged up the hill. And what I see in that is she's looking for another way to get that next step. I think that's what sets her apart.
U.S. cross-country skiers have been ignored at international competitions since Randall was just starting out in the sport. But she's never let that attitude affect her. Her mom, Deborah, says it's an outlook that's allowed Keegan to take U.S. skiing to a new level.
You kind of get lulled into this false sense that Americans will never be as good as anybody else because we've never been able to do that. And, you know, Keegan has always said, I'm going to do it. And I just couldn't, I guess I was skeptical. It's like, Keegan, you know, this is, you know, we're talking Norwegians, we're talking Russians here. How are you ever going to compete against that? She has never wavered in her belief that she could do it.
Keegan Randall isn't the only U.S. cross-country skier who has a shot at a medal in Vancouver. The team has strong contenders in at least two other events. And now Keegan hopes they can woo a few more fans to a sport that has often been dismissed by people in the lower 48.
Cross-country skiers always get a rap for being kind of boring, disappearing off in the woods for an hour and coming back. So I thought I'd spice things up a little bit, just have a little fun.
That spice she's referring to is hair dye, stripes of hot pink running through her wavy blonde hair. So she'll be hard to miss in Vancouver, especially if she ends up on the Olympic podium. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.